Scene 3.
Aha! Here come the actors that I called for tomorrow's entertainment. Gentlemen, you are welcome to Elsinore. I am glad to see all you looking so well. Welcome, good friends. Tell me, do you know the murder of Gonzago?
Yes, my lord.
I would like you to act it tomorrow night. I have made a few changes, though. Will you have time to rehearse them?
Yes, my lord.
Very well. Here is the script.
Let me read a little. For there stood Hecuba mad with grief, barefoot amongst the threatening flames, and draped but in a blanket, not a robe, caught up in fear, in terror and alarm, when she saw Pyrrhus make malicious sport in mincing with his sword her husband's limbs. But if the gods themselves did see her then, the instant burst of clamour that she made, unless things mortal move them not at all, would have made milk the burning eyes of heaven and passion in the gods.
Superb! I'll hear the rest tomorrow and leave you till night. You are welcome to Elsinore.
You're very kind.
Yes, yes. Goodbye. I'm alone now. I'm a useless idiot. I've just heard an actor weep real tears, tear his hair, fall to the floor in anguish only for fiction. My father has been murdered, and all I can do is talk, instead of doing what I should do, kill Claudius. Perhaps I didn't see my father's ghost. Perhaps it was the devil. I think I need more evidence, and the actors will provide it. I've changed the play to include a murder very similar to that of my father. The play will wake up the king's conscience. That's how I'll reveal the truth. If my uncle is disturbed by the performance, then I'll know his guilt for certain.